Press's Tool Shed.
Welcome from Pensacola. Your original settlement in America. Hey, how you doing? Hey, that's a book. There you go. Tool Shed. Hey, how you all doing here? All right. We're at the Visual Studio T-shirt right here. All right, you got that, baby. Press's T-shirt. Welcome, everybody. We have a great show lined up for you here today. Stan, how you doing today? All right?
I'm fine. I'm happy to be in Pensacola.
Oh, this is a beautiful place, isn't it?
I've actually
got a nice snapshot. I went out to Virtual Earth, and now this is actually from Bing.com. It looks very, very similar to the beach area right down here. But if I take a look at this map, this... anybody recognize that scene here in the audience? Yeah, that's the beach, right? That's the best place to be. There's that water tower is actually looks like a little like a beach ball, and that bar right there, that's my favorite bar. I love going to that one all the time. And then to the left of that is the pier, of course, down at Pensacola Beach. Just a beautiful white sand and gorgeous blue water. There's the water right there coming up. Great place. You can actually stand on the beach there and watch the sunrise and set from the same exact location. It's just amazing. So some really good stuff there in terms of where we're at for our venue here today. And I want to thank everybody for coming. We have an excellent show lined up, so let's go ahead and get right to it. And before we do that, Stan, I know we always talk about tools and how important they are, and I think everybody here in the crowd gets it. You know, having the right tool to do your job is a very important thing, right? Because you don't waste time doing it. But I thought we'd just do something a little bit different here today. Tell our favorite demo story, all right? So I'll start, because this show is all about demos, right? And then you can go ahead and follow up with one. My favorite demo was basically I was up at an event up in Boston at a Bob and Larry developer seminar. This was years ago when Bob Familiar was doing sessions for developers and Larry Barnes. And Bob is doing a session. It's at the Heinz Convention Center. There's curtains behind the stage, and the guy in the front row goes, "Bob, can you do something about that bright light behind you? Man, it's blinding me." And so Bob, like, you know, moves the curtain over, checks it out. He goes, "Sir, I know you don't get out much, but that's the sun." And so is that typical for a developer or what, right? You're always inside. And, so I thought that was a pretty good demo story. How about you?
Well, it brings to mind the second webcast that Russ and I did. We've done probably 20 different MSDN webcasts together, but we went down to Fort Lauderdale to the Microsoft office. So we had the DE and the MVP are going to do a webcast now, and we couldn't get the AV guy out of the back to help with my network connection. For some reason, he just wouldn't come out, and then finally Russ went and sort of brought him out by the collar about 30 minutes before we were to start, at which time he let us know that I was not going to get internet access in the Microsoft office. It wasn't going to happen. So we were kind of stuck. 30 minutes before start, we had, I don't know, 250 people online in the audience or something like that. So virtual PC to the rescue. I had my whole presentation sitting on a VPC. I just plugged into his machine. We had a little doctoring to do to make everything work exactly right, but we ended up starting about 3 minutes late, as it turns out, once we got everything turn back around, so that
pulled it off. It's not so much how you do your demo when it's right; it's how you recover from failure, right? That's more important sometimes.
having backup three ways from Sunday too, you know, having different ways that you can do the same thing.
All right, so let's get our special guest up here, Jessica and Don. Why don't you both come on in here and give it up for them? Really excited to have both of these folks here with us today. They are Microsoft MVPs. So how about a big round of applause for that as well? Jessica, you are incredible. We did a dry run this week. You're going to love her session she's doing. I just want to tell the folks just a few words and a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. My name is Jessica Moss. I'm a business intelligence mentor with Solid Quality Mentors, Microsoft SQL Server MVP, GoSQL Server. That's me. We're going to do a great demo today, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much. Round of applause there.
That's Don also. Here's to Don.
All right. And Don XML.
Yes, Don Debsec, DonXML.com. I'm a Microsoft MVP and Ineta Speakers Bureau member. I actually came out here thanks to Ineta to speak at the Pensacola SQL Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I just recently joined Talago, which is a MVP consulting firm of other MVPs.
Cool.
And actually been working right now down in South Florida.
Nice.
At least for the summer.
So you like that beach scene, I showed.
Oh, can't
play. Okay, round of applause. All right, we'll bring you guys back up later in the show, and look forward to hearing from you. Yeah, go ahead, Stan. You can say a few words about yourself as well.
So Stan Schultes, I'm from Sarasota. I run the Sarasota Dev Group down there. I actually have a real full-time job. I work for a small manufacturing company where I write engineering design automation software. So I do real coding every single day. I live in Visual Studio and use all the tools that we talk about here. It's a great job, and do quite a bit of community stuff, speaking, talking at launch events. Just came out with a chapters in a book that I co-wrote on .NET Nuke, and having a lot of fun in the community.
That's it. He does a lot for the community. Big round of applause for Stan Schultes, my co-host. And as Jessica got the big roar for SQL Server, of course, we are at a SQL Saturday here in Pensacola. And I'd like to give special thanks to both Pensacola Junior College here at the main campus and the SQL Saturday Pensacola 2019, especially Carla Remail. Big round of applause for Okay, a little bit more on Jessica. She's got a great blog. If you get a chance, go out to jessicamoss.com. Some really great videos she has put together. She's had some open source projects as well, given out to the community up on Coplex. Several presentations you could see there as well she's done, so she's been very involved in the community. And then Don, I'm very happy to have him here as well here today. He's a solution architect, as he mentioned, at Talago, all the MVPs in that consulting group. Done a lot for the community as well, and there are his blogs and Twitters and open source project links as well. So once again, a nice round of applause for those folks, and we can go ahead and get started. So it's all about the tools, and the secret here is picking the right tool for the job, right? That's going to save you a lot of time, and what we typically have are challenges every time in the developer world when we're doing applications and creating applications, or in the database world as well, database professionals and challenges that we all have. So these are some of the challenges we're going to cover here today. First one is finding a XAML editor for your web page. Now, XAML has become more and more important in terms of Silverlight applications. Also, WPF applications use XAML. So wouldn't it be nice to have a great tool, right, to go ahead and do that for you in a WYSIWYG manner with very little coding effort whatsoever. So we'll talk about that as well as a sneak peek at a really great prototyping tool for great design for your website. So we're going to take a look at something which is actually brand new and the bits aren't publicly available yet. So I got an internal build to show you on this, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that particular product. How many people here do web application development? Any show of hands? Mostly back-end folks, but we do have a lot of web developers here at SQL Saturday. How about that? I'm pretty surprised at that. That's great. I know it is how it is, right? You got to wear a lot of hats a lot of times, right? Do a lot of different things. And many times you need authentication. Anybody need to log in or log out on your web applications? Show of hands? Mm-hmm. Okay. A good number of you as well. So we'll take a look at some tools to help you do that. Some of my web pages on my website, those that are doing, web apps, I'm running slowly. How come it's running slowly? What is the problem here? So maybe you need a tool to help analyze that a little bit better. And then we have you ever eyeballed every record in your table, right? Everybody here probably has done that in this group because you're all database.
Trying to profile your data.
I will ask that question anyway with a show of hands. If you ever have a problem in your database and you're really trying to think, man, it's got to be the data. There's something wrong with the data. How many people have actually eyeballed the records in their database? Show of hands. Look at that. It's incredible. It's old. That'll give you a headache, right there. And so we're going to see what Jessica has up her sleeves for that particular demo. Let's go and show you some of the solutions, right, to these challenges. And the first one is...
6K, just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe, and he who dies with the most toys wins.